We're holding a Tayyas Dav Zayin. And the Gemara Amud Aleph in the end of the page speaks about the concept of Kinyoni Torah. How are you Koine Torah? And we'll focus on two things that connect each other beautifully. The Gemara says that the way to learn Torah is you have to have the Talmidei Chachamim learning together, not alone. And specifically, the Ktani Mechadim Mesagdoyim. The little ones need to be Mechaded and sharpen the bigger ones. And the Gemara continues and says, I am the Omar of Chanino, Harbe Lamati Marbois, I learned a lot from Harbe. Umechavera Yoisem Marbois, more from my friends. Umel Misalmida Yoisemikol. And even greater than that, it was from my Talmidim. What does it mean? What we're talking about? Why the Talmidim is the greatest one? So the Maharal and the Rechaim, on the Mishnah of Memchas Kinyonim Shatari Nikas Behem, he explains this Gemara, and he goes on to say that the thing that enlarges the most, increases the most, the knowledge of Torah, is by asking questions. The only way to expand in Torah, the best way, is only through pilpul. Pilpul means questions and answers back and forth. That's our prisik connects to Torah. And Yemele says the Maharal, that's the idea, the ketanim, the younger talmidim, they're the ones that ask the questions that the gedolim will not ask. Someone already learned a lot. Some things are very simple, so clear. But you need to have the younger students to come and ask the question, to come and say, but why is this so? Why is that so? Yemele, they're going to come and answer. They're going to fafen something that for them is clear. So the young talmidim that bring about another pupil that the gedolim don't have, because for them it's so simple. And that's why the greatest Talmidim, because Talmidim bring the biggest questions. But what's the reason that Torah is learned through questions? Why specifically that way? So this is the Maharal speaks in other places. And on this we have Reb Tzadik, which is in the Hemshech HaGemara Bayas. Because the Gemara tells us at the end of the Amud, the story that happened with the daughter of the Caesar who went to Reb Shur ben Hananiah. And she says that you look ugly. How can it be that Torah is in an ugly vessel? So Shur ben Hananiah basically said that the best way to learn Torah is in an ugly vessel. And people that look ugly, they learn Torah better. And hi, there are people, his friends, that look very nice and they still learn Torah. Well, if they would be ugly, they would learn even more. What does it mean? So says Reb Tzadik and Machshav Ascharitz, doesn't mean kepshutoy, that you have to be an ugly person. But the ugliness means, refers to how a person looks at himself. If a person looks at himself and feels that he is not shalom, that he is missing, he is not perfect, then he has a bigger kinyan in Torah. Why? Because Torah was given specifically to people that are imperfect. And the Gemara in Shabbos says, the Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shammai, and the Malachim says, I want to keep the Torah by us. Second Baruch Hu, no, you have to give the Torah down to the Achtonim. Explain Moshe Rabbeinu why? Because they have a Yitzhara. They have the challenges. You don't have any challenges, Malachim. Torah was given specifically to imperfect human beings in order for them to perfect themselves. So the more a person looks at themselves and feels how imperfect he is, the more he can be kind to Torah in order to perfect himself. That's what it means, kli mechor. That's what it means that he's ugly. It's not a physical ugliness. It's how a person looks at his outside physical deeds to see that he's imperfect. And that's why he needs Torah so much. And that's what Torah is all about. It's to perfect people. The more a person sees the blemishes that he has, the more he can coin the Torah. And this is really the explanation back in the Maharal. As the Maharal himself says in other places. A question, a shelo, is because you feel something missing. Something is not good. Something does not make sense. You're asking a question. You're yearning for more. You realize your limitation. Something doesn't add up. So I need more. I'm aspiring to get to higher places. When you have an answer, okay, so then I'm perfect. Then I have what I need. I know this part of Torah. The question begs out how much there's still need to be understood, how much I need to learn more. The kinyan of Torah is when things are not perfect. When a person looks at himself imperfect, is mechor, and a person is asking questions and is yearning to get to better complete, to better understanding, to a better shleimus in Torah. This is the kinyan of Torah that Gemara speaks about over here. And obviously this connects to what we spoke about, the rain. Because the whole Shefa from above comes for someone who needs the Shefa. Someone who feels that he's complete. I don't need anything. So there's no Shefa. The Shefa comes to someone who is missing the Shefa and is yearning for it. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.